88 Fingers Louie, classic band from Chicago, now broken up. The song called 100 Proof. A lot of people love that song, so hopefully they're listening, and I know they're stoked to hear it. We played a Wilhelm Scream, Famous Friends and Fashion Drunks, and we played Spanner Autonomy and Trade Unions Working Class, Italian band from Livorno, and I just found them. I downloaded their stuff off a blog, and really great band, great lyrics. We played the song Working Class by them because it's their only song in English. Yeah, great band with great lyrics, Trade Unions from Italy. Check them out. And started off with Life's Blood with the tune Not For the Weak, 1988. Release from I guess New York hardcore band, so that shared members after their band with Born Against, and I know a lot more people know Born Against than Life's Blood, but I thought that song was good. Thanks to Marco for bringing in some vinyl and getting me. Yeah, no problem. It's nice to I used to do the show with a lot of vinyl and CDs, and then I just got sick of carrying it, and now I just have set lists on my MP3 player, and yeah, but once in a while I gotta bust it out. What do we have going on next? I'm gonna play the Rebel Spell, Can't Fool Me, and before I do that, just gonna check, there's some cool events coming up at the weekend here. There's a Poverty Makes Us Sick rally Saturday, November 5th at Kitchener City Hall. It's a call for an end to the austerity agenda and to strengthen collaboration with community allies. We talk about austerity a lot at this show, and it's kind of why people in Greece and Oakland and Toronto and Vancouver and Syria are really pushing back, as I think you know, the majority of us are being forced to pretty much tighten our belts while the global capitalists run away with all the money in since the 2008 crisis, and something that they've always done. So it's nothing new to me, but it is new to a lot of people. So if that's the case, come out Saturday. Poverty Makes Us Sick, November 5th at Kitchener City Hall. At 1 p.m., there's an anti-austerity rally with speakers, info distribution. There's a kids' corner and an open mic. Hey, I think I might write a speech. I don't usually talk in public. I might write something for this weekend. So come see if I make that happen. At 1:30, there's a community meal provided by Food Not Bombs and a Kitchener free market. So free clothes, books, toys, and all that good stuff. Food Not Bombs, they're there every Saturday. So it's great to have them on board with other initiatives going on, like Poverty Makes Us Sick. And let's see, 2:30 p.m., there's going to be a de-occupy Kitchener-Waterloo General Assembly. So if you're into that, come out. I know in the early morning, there's, I think at 9:30 at Princess Twin Cafe, there's another General Assembly happening. And I'm not sure if that's it, but if you search Occupy Waterloo Region, you'll see of all the events if you're interested in coming out. Right now, it seems like a lot of people are kind of meeting and learning from other Occupy movements from Toronto, Hamilton, Vancouver, but also in other places, specifically in the U.S. It was interesting. I attended one of the first one. Marco, I think you were there too, at Waterloo Town Square, and it was great. I mean, a lot of people sharing what ideas they have and how they want to move forward. And obviously, from my perspective, I'm not there to you know, get the attention of politicians, like that song by Spanner there. You know, we can do things without politicians. And I don't put any effort into that being kind of what we do, is, you know, contact our MPs and tell them we're angry. I think we're maybe 30 years beyond that. But so, yeah, anyway, it's important that people come out. I mean, a lot of people criticize this movement, but they're not there, and they don't really realize how difficult it is to have a bunch of people come together and organize something without a hierarchy. And you know, I mean, you can talk all you want, but you know, people should come out and support it. And I'm of the opinion that, you know, there could be, it doesn't have to be one general assembly, it could be lots of assemblies, it could be lots of projects, but the point is, people seem frustrated and powerless, and this is a place to come and start working at that stuff, and get to know each other, and you know, work with some, you know, work with some new people, work with some old people, and see where things go. But that's just not cool when people like want to come out to something and you have all these people kind of saying, oh, you know, get a job. But the reality is for every open job in the market, there's four people looking for that same job. So these aren't people without jobs. If you actually came out to an event, you'd see the diversity of people. And it's not a job thing. It's not a hippie thing. It's a community thing. So we should support that and, you know, help it out. Let's see where we can take things. So yeah, check that out. Saturday, November 5th, Kitchener City Hall at 1 p.m. Anti-austerity rally. 2:30 is a deoccupied Kitchener General Assembly. And there's other assemblies that day, 9:30 at Princess Twin. So check that out and check out Occupy Waterloo Region for all the events that day. I just only happen to have these in front of me, but there's more. So I don't want to give only attention to these for any reason. I think they're all very important. That was a long announcement. I'm not going to announce anything else. That, yeah, it's a good announcement and it's a long one. So I will keep going with music and yeah, why not? We got about 35 minutes left on Rebel Time Radio. Don't forget, next week, Mike will be starting the show at 8 p.m. and that's going to be our new time going forward. And hopefully the last time we ever switch our time or our day. But we're happy to be a little bit earlier and 8 p.m. sounds just about right. So catch us Wednesdays at 100.3 Sound FM Waterloo, CKMS at 142 Waterloo Street in Waterloo, our new wonderful studio. I think I said I was going to play the Rebel Spell. Can't fool me. So Rebel Spell from Vancouver. Hoping they make it back out this way. They were in Europe last. We'll see. Maybe in the future I'll have some information. I was probably give them a call and see what they're up to. And the Monday night show they did at the Chainsaw a while ago was great for a Monday night to have a nice dance pit and have tons of people come out. It was really fun. And actually, that was, I think, one of the last times Brock at Zero, the band I played in for 7 years in this area, it was one of our last shows. So it was great to actually play with Rebel Spell. And yeah, anyway, here's the Rebel Spell with Can't Fool Me. It's off their four-song EP called Four Songs About Freedom. That was Bottle Job. I love that. Our future. And then everyone in the band, they fucked it up. Just killer tune. Bottle Job is from London, England. This was off their new album called Take It on the Chin. It's actually available through Rebel Time Distribution. If you go to rebeltimerecords.com, we don't actually do very much distribution, but once in a while, we'll. In this case, I met the drummer in... where was it? In France. And he gave me some CDs and met the guy who does their label, Casio Records. And he gave me some more. And so I ended up with some of their CDs and I'm just slowly trying to get them out in Ontario because it's probably not a band you'll find anywhere. So anyway, that's the small one-on-one distribution that is the reality of independent labels these days. Actually, I won't go into it, but a lot of the distributors have gone belly up. I think Sonic Onion actually recently. So yeah, there's not much distribution anymore other than touring and doing hand-to-hand stuff between small labels. And I kind of like it because everything is, there's a relationship there. You're not just trying to get as many CDs as possible so that you can make a profit. You're just really helping bands you like and friends you like get their music. And they're doing the same thing. And it's small quantities. It's not, people seem to complain about the sales and this and that, and it doesn't matter. If people find something they like, that's all that really matters. Played 7 Seconds, much to Marco's delight. He's a big fan of 7 Seconds, and played the song called Boss. Could kind of give it to the Boss song. And we had a classware on the shop floor event Monday, October 24th, I guess that's probably why a lot of the songs I'm playing tonight are around that subject, because I've been thinking about kind of workplace struggle a lot. And anyway, I divert again. I'm talking way too much tonight. It's not the way I usually run the show, but whatever. And we played Klein's 96, a great band from Regina. I actually got an email from them recently, and I know they have some new material in the works. So that's great. Hopefully they'll tour out this way at some point. They were here a year ago. And the Klein's 96, really cool band from Regina. They also do Harvest King Records, which puts out great hardcore and grind and various other bands from around mid-Canada there. And we started off with The Rebel Spell, Can't Fool Me. And at the risk of talking entirely too much of the show, I'm going to get right to a Russian band called What We Feel and a song called Freedom. Thanks for listening to Rebel Time Radio on 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Waterloo. And don't forget, next week we're switching from 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. Here's What We Feel.
Ради кого идете на смерть? Хотите подарить им свободу? А что они с ней будут делать? Зачем она им? Не думали?
yourself. Stay rude, stay rebel, stay fearless. Stand up, don't forget your rose skin hat. Stay rude, stay rebel, stay fearless. Stand up, always stay yourself. Stay rude, stay rebel, stay rebel.
All right, changing things up there a bit with Los Fastidios, Three Tone, a great Italian band. And unfortunately, I do try to play more of their English stuff, but their Italian songs are much better because obviously that's what they're comfortable speaking. But, you know, not too many Italians probably listening to this show, so I'll play the English song for now. And we played Freedom by What We Feel, a Russian band, really huge in the anti-fascist seen in Europe and recently broken up, but they do have new bands and they've actually changed to hip hop. So that's cool. I'm going to have to hook up DJ Carmelo, who does Thursday night hip hop and rap every Thursday, midnight to 4:20 a.m. So if you're into socially conscious, positive hip hop, check that out Thursdays. Carmelo is a great guy, and I'm going to hook him up with What We Feel's new project, which is a hip hop project, and maybe he'll like it and play it. I don't see why he wouldn't. Let's keep moving here with a band from Ireland called Cut the Reins. I actually did a 7-inch with Rebel Time Records, and we only have a few copies left, and it was a split with the Chicago band called Expendable Youth, which are more kind of grind hardcore, and Cut the Reins is, it's kind of, I describe it as a hardcore coming from a desperate situation, which was Ireland after the boom. They had a 10-year boom in their economy, and then immediately went back to high unemployment and high poverty rates across the country. And it was actually a bubble economy. So all these people ended up, you know, for one example, people traded their old, you know, trusted, stood the test of time houses for ridiculous new houses and new like suburbs and, you know, a pool and all this stuff. People invested in this housing bubble over there, and then it just crashed. And you know, now people can't afford these new houses, which really in the Irish landscape are, these houses aren't great. They're not a sustainable way to live there. So the people who didn't actually buy into the housing bubble and, you know, maybe invested into the traditional homes there, you know, nothing too luxurious, I guess got, you know, they didn't get affected by that. But unfortunately, most people in Ireland lost a lot of wealth after that crash. And of course, we all know who runs away with the money in those situations, and it's global capital, and it's why we have Occupy movements everywhere. And they are actually happening in Ireland as well. So we'll play Cut the Reins, Isolation, and then we played Stage Bottles earlier, but I'm going to play a new, well, a song we haven't played yet, but a very old song of theirs. They've been a band for a long time, and it's called Politicians Don't Change Nothing. And I just can't stress enough that at least my voice and in a movement like Occupy is, that's what I'm going for. I'm not going to ask the people who have created this crisis to fix it, because they've obviously created it for a reason. But let's get to Cut the Reins, Isolation. Actually, we're going to play Stage Bottles first. Politicians Don't Change Nothing.
Hey, 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 hey. I watch you as I
Wow, Bad Religion. Still, I was picking a song to play of theirs, and I was trying to go really early, like stuff that people would listen and think, that's not Bad Religion. And but I settled on a song from, I think, what is it, 1991, Off Against the Grain, a really great album. A song called Quality or Quantity, really great lyrics. Look it up and check it out and see what you think as well. Lost my train of thought there. It happens. Long night of drinking last night, midweek, which is not a good thing. I should have been doing stuff. We played Cut the Reins before Bad Religion, Irish band, a song called Isolation, and Stage Bottles. Politicians don't change nothing. Stage Bottles are a German band, and they make good use of a saxophone. And I'm kind of into that. I like all sorts of instruments in my punk rock. So, but we're not going to play any more punk rock, really. I got kind of a more hip-hop song going on next by a band called Warsaw Pact, which worked with G7 Welcoming Committee, Propagandhi's label, which stopped operating, which was kind of sad because there isn't too many labels like them around. And hopefully Rebel Time is picking up that slack, and there definitely are great independent labels in Canada, but seeing G7 go down was kind of disheartening. And I've always wanted to talk to Propagandhi and approach them about getting that started up again and maybe working together, but I just haven't had the chance. I like to wait until I meet someone instead of just emailing, but eventually it'll happen. They don't tour that often, but we'll see. I'll shoot them off some communication. We only got a few minutes left. Thanks for listening to Rebel Time Radio. Thanks, Marco, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And hopefully you come back. It's nice to have some company at the show. Next week, Mike's going to be DJing on Rebel Time Radio. And our new time is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Wednesday. So update your notebooks or wherever you keep your reminders, and pass the word around. Follow us on Rebel Time Radio. We have a new Facebook group up. Actually, it's not that new, but the we just changed it to the new format of the groups. And if you want to be kept up to date, that's a good place to be. And so is RebelTimeRecords.com, where we post the podcasts, and we will post the version of this show on there too. So you can listen to it anytime you want. You don't have to tune in at 8 p.m. Wednesdays, but if you can, that's cool too. And you can always catch us on Rogers Cable 946. I really don't like promoting Rogers, but hey, whatever. I have been getting internet from them for a long time, and it's coming to an end, just like I'm going to switch to a credit union, which a lot of people are doing these days.
Good for you.
It's just finding the right credit union, because I don't want to switch to a lesser evil than a bank. Because, yeah, I guess I am. I mean, credit unions, are they the answer? I mean, they're not perfect, but step in the right direction if you can find a good credit union. Anyway, let's get to some dub and some hip-hop on Rebel Time Radio. Change it up. We played an unusual amount of hardcore today, and but I liked it.
It was a good amount.
It was a good amount of hardcore today. But let's get to Warsaw Pact, a song called Market Stuart Living. And then I'm going to play some Snuff, a very popular song of Snuff called Nick Northern. And it's actually done in dub. It's really cool. I like their take on this. So, but first, here's Warsaw Pact. Thanks for sticking around, and catch us next week at 8 p.m.
Folks told to believe these BS press releases about the fiscal
tension. The recession in September 11th get beat over the head with this. Changed everything except your spending, amending ways, phrases, clauses, contracts, all that. The brass backs, it's sick. Collect the sanctions on Iraq, be ass backwards and stacked in the favor of the upper class. Western tax bracket in the passionately inactive. Fat asses living on fast food and plastic and macking their habits like crack addicts in panic. World gone manic. Girl, gonna get it at the shop like junkies want a shot in the arm to calm them. Been born, died blonde and wanting maximum monthly charges and minimum payment. Slave to all of the rage and tailored to suit ya. Demographic grouping stupid. Students, yuppies, and motherfucking Martha Stewarts. Uh-huh. The student, the yuppie, and the Martha Stewart. And then enter your pin. Ride my fiber optics all the way in. Press my digits and then enter your pin. Ride my fiber optics all the way in. You press my digits.
Still listening to Rebel Time Radio. A couple more songs here, changing up the pace a bit. Got a beautiful version of Snuff's Nick Norden coming up. I just recently found it. Snuff broke up. They're a really great band from the UK that released lots of albums between 1987 and just a few years ago. And I know Duncan from Snuff is still playing in Japan, and I know Stuffs, I just missed them. They're doing kind of a reunion show in Europe. I think they're still playing about once a year, but anyway, we're gonna play this song, Nick Northern Dub by Snuff, and after that we're gonna go right back to some grind thrash hardcore with Expendable Youth. We also played Cut the Reins. Basically, it's a split that the two bands released, and it's available if you come out November 11th for the Class Assassins, Saigon Hookers, and The Rodden at the Hive. I will be there with our distribution, and if you really like it, you can pick up this 7-inch. But first, let's get to Snuff, Nick Northern Dub, and we'll see you all in a few weeks. And tune in next Wednesday at 8 p.m., and Mike will be doing his show. And I always wonder who people like better. But then I remember that I don't really care, because we both play different music, so it's good. It works out nice to alternate.